You're listening to the audio production of The Storm Inside, Audio Bible Studies, by Sheila Walsh, published by Zondervan and presented by the author. These audio Bible studies are a unique learning experience. Unlike a traditional audiobook's direct narration of a book's text, The Storm Inside includes high-quality live recordings that cover the important points from each chapter, as well as relevant material from other sources.
Several years ago, an F5 tornado moved through this area just outside of Austin, Texas. In a matter of moments, an entire community was gone. Those who record the intensity of these kind of events said that this was one of the most devastating they had ever seen. Life can be like that. You can be having a completely normal day, beautiful blue sky, and suddenly, a storm moves in with no warning, no one asks your permission, and your life is devastated. I want to tell you a little of a story of a friend of mine. Her name is Davina, and I tell this with her permission. She wasn't very keen on her name. It was her dad's mother's name, and apparently she was quite a piece of work. But Davina never spoke up for herself after the age of 5. At 5, her dad tried to kill her, and Davina fought back. Well, she survived, and he didn't. And it was a decision she regretted for the rest of her life. She felt that she owed it to the rest of her family to keep things in order, in control. She grew up. She gave her life to Christ. And one of the things that impacted her most was the fact that she now had a second chance with a father, a heavenly father. And she determined whatever she did to make her first father hate her, she would never, ever make that mistake again. Years went on, and to other people, it looked like she had her life together. But inside, she looked exactly like this devastated, broken home. And one day, it all fell apart. She sat in front of a doctor who asked her questions that she had no idea how to answer. He held a chart up with emotions, guilt, shame, loneliness, fear, and asked her, "Davina, which ones of these are you feeling right now?" She said, "I'm not feeling anything right now." But he kept going. He kept pressing her. Apparently, no one had warned him about her. And then when she had had enough, she picked up her chair and she threw it across the room and she said to him, "There you go. Will that do?" He gave her the kindest smile she'd ever seen. And he said, "Yes, now we can get to work." The following morning, she stood in front of a group of other patients and said, "Hi, my name is Sheila Davina Walsh, and I don't know why I'm here." That was the beginning for me of a new life out of the worst storm of my life. One of the things that we're going to do together over the next few weeks is we're going to look at the lives of several significant women in Scripture who faced devastating storms, things they never saw coming. But what made the difference for them was God. I do not know what you are facing right now, what kind of storm is on your horizon. But the one thing I want to say just as we get started is this. Whatever storm you are facing right now, God is bigger than your storm.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?